sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, guys? This is a bonus episode we're dropping on the eve of our one-year anniversary, and it happens to be International Podcast Day as well. Raw Dog Ryan in the house. Mandy B, what's up?
What's up, Sensible Nation?
Hi, it's perfect timing with Podcast Day.
No shit. So International Podcast Day is a big day for everybody in the podcast world. Guys, the best thing you can do as a fan of a podcast is come out and support your favorite podcast. Make sure you're following them on all their social media accounts. Share the knowledge and the links with friends. Tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your family. So we would love if you could do that of ours, of course. And then buy merchandise.
Yeah.
Buy merch. Wear it. Support the podcast out in public. When people ask you what the
hell
you're wearing. Yeah. Be proud about what you're wearing and tell people about the podcast. Share the wealth and listen to a bunch of new podcasts today because it's International Podcast Day. So what better day to add more to the queue?
Yep.
While you're following us, though, can you please make sure it's actually us you're following?
What do you mean by that?
Fake accounts?
No. You guys, so I've had this picture sent to me a few times over the weekend. Apparently, there's a girl that looks exactly like me on Pornhub.
Really?
You showed me the picture. I saw it. I think it's you.
It's not me, though.
For real.
Just making
it's
some
not
side
me.
Dough for
yeah.
the pod.
Do you
the
think
pod.
It looks like me, Tay?
I need to see the picture.
I showed you. You didn't see it again?
I need to see it
Hold
again.
Hold on. Hold it up.
Yeah.
Does this not look exactly like me? Like,
it does.
Come on.
It does look like
it's
you.
So creepy.
She's hustling
right,
for the
we
podcast.
Gotta...
Well, I got fired so many times.
That's
I guess
right.
I had
That's
a side
right.
hustle.
She's trying to get us a bigger studio. So we'll post that. And let's do a poll or something.
Yeah. Tell us if you think it looks like me.
It's
yeah.
hard
this
to tell
uncanny.
In the angle, I would say, because she's in like a
an odd
pile
angle.
Driver.
Yeah.
But it does have similar features.
I need the masses to tell us.
What's her name? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I just had the picture sent to me a billion times.
All right, because we should then get like clothed photos and whatnot
yeah.
and see the
a
comparison.
A nice compare and contrast. We'll do it.
So today's International Podcast Day. Support your favorite pods today. That's the best thing we say about that. It is also, tomorrow is our one-year anniversary. So 10/1/2017, we released 3 episodes. It's been a year, man. It's crazy. I know Mandy B is new, but Ryan, 1 year. Congrats to
yeah,
us, right? How
yeah,
about a little
congrats,
golf club?
Yeah. Went by quickly, I will
it
say.
It sure does.
So romantic.
It sure does. So we're going to do this little bonus episode in honor of our one-year anniversary. Also, if you guys haven't checked out the best of season one bonus episode, we released probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Check that out as well. All right, let's play some trivia. You good for trivia?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I thought it'd be fun to kind of test you. 1 year facts. Let me pull it up.
Good luck.
And here's what's going to go on here. I've got 10 questions. Some are podcast related about our podcast. And then there's a couple mixed in that are just like fun 1 year one-offs.
Okay.
And if you get 10 or more right, then I will do hog calling.
Shouldn't it be like more than half right?
No,
because
some of
them,
they're fairly easy. You should get them. I expect you to get them.
All right.
It's our podcast, after all.
We'll see.
I can't wait to hear the hog calling. I can't wait.
And then if you don't get 10, so 9 or less, you're doing the hog calling.
All right.
Deal?
Yep.
All right. Question number 1. How many members of the Hall of Fame of Freaks have been inducted to date?
2.
This is a 3-part question, and you have to get all of them right. Name them, the 2.
That wasn't it. Robert Mordrake. Edward Mordrake.
Ding.
Prince Randian.
You got it. And the step 3 of this question is, have any not gotten in?
Yes, 1.
And that who is that?
That's Con Superhands Triken.
You got it. All right.
Oh, my God.
1 for 1. All right.
No, 2 for 2.
Question, that it was a 1-part. That was a 3-part.
No, but didn't you ask a question before that one?
No, what?
All right.
We'll cut that.
We'll cut that out.
No, we're leaving it in.
Number two, what was the name of season one, episode four?
That was the School of Etiquette.
You got it. The School of Etiquette for Sensible People. Question number three. Who was our guest in season one, episode 14?
That would have been... I would say that is Felicity.
Ding, ding.
All right.
Good job. All right, three for three, going on to question four. In which episode did Amber announce that she was pregnant?
That would be... Ooh, this one's tough. So you just want a number. I would say 18.
No. 18 was one of her last ones. She announced her pregnancy on episode 11, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Oh, she, yeah.
All right. So you've got three correct out of four so far. Going on to number five, who won the spelling bee between you and I in episode 10? This should be an easy one, wow. But I
so he just wants to hear it. Yeah, you.
Literally just wanted to hear it.
That is a correct answer. I did win the spelling bee in episode 10. All right, question six, rather. Who starred in the Hollywood film Year One? It's a comedy.
Yeah. Isn't there two guys?
Yep, I'm looking for two names.
So it's the guy from the kid from Superbad, Michael Cera.
Yep.
And I can't honestly think of the other one. Is it Jack Black?
Yes, it is. Cuckoo. Good job.
Ryan, roll your eyes. Sorry, you're just really good.
All right, question. The next question. Super Bowl I was played between which two teams?
Green Bay is one of them. Right?
Yep.
Green Bay and...
Littering and...
I will say the New England Patriots.
No, that's incorrect. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, who the fuck cares back then?
It's year one anniversary of the Super Bowl.
Helmets.
All right, WrestleMania I's main event was...
Like, you're looking for the two wrestlers?
Yeah, I will give you that it was a tag team match.
So you're looking for four wrestlers?
I am.
Hey, Statnut.
Would you call me?
Statnut.
You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, you,
Statnut. Oh, my God! There goes Beetle.
It's Mr. Flatnut to you.
I'll give you that's a toughie. So I will give you, since you've gotten two wrong, I'll give you that Hulk Hogan and Paul Orndorff were on opposing sides. So who was Hulk Hogan's tag team member?
And what year was this? Probably like Paul Orndorff. 30 years ago?
Probably about 30. Yeah, like late 80s, I believe.
All right. I don't know. I'm going to say Hulk Hogan, Undertaker?
No.
No.
Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper.
Oh, Mr. T and Roddy Piper.
I know who Mr. T is, at least.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got to go clean here rest of the way. What was the first ever sensible or not scenario that was questioned during our trailer?
It was questioned, so it wasn't even in an episode.
It was in our trailer we released before, last September of 2017, our release on 10-1.
Well, we say nipple belts in the trailer. Oh, no, that's the intro. I don't remember the trailer.
We had a little trailer we released on iTunes about 2 or 3 weeks prior to our launch where we put three episodes.
Got it. If it's, is it sensible or not to use Yahoo as a web browser?
There you go. That's correct.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Last question. So you've got three wrong.
Yeah.
So this is it.
I need this.
You need this.
All right.
So we had an episode about the Mandela effect, right? Whiskey Boy ended up coming on that episode. But we talked about the Mandela effect.
Yep.
What ended up being determined as the actual answer as to why the Mandela effect was created?
Like Scott's answer?
No, our answer, as determined by sensible people in that episode.
It was that it had to do with Steve from Blue's Clues.
And what happened?
When he disappeared. when Steve stepped away from Blue's Clues, it opened up.
Ding, 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 ding.
It opened up an
alternate
universe.
Do you want him to win?
That's correct. No, I don't want him to win, but that is correct.
Again, I won, so he's got a hog call.
You're good.
God damn it.
I'm a trivia master, all right?
All right, so you got, what'd you get, three wrong? You got the 10 out of 12.
See, my reading comprehend. Well, I do comprehend things.
Oh, no,
just not in the
wait
moment.
A minute. You only got 9 out of 12.
What?
I'm terrible at math.
No, he awarded it.
Mandy was keeping score with him.
Oh,
she should just have to hog call.
Oh, my God. No.
We decide. Wait, so you have to. I fucked
what
up
you
the
mean?
Score. You got three wrong.
You built up all this excitement for the last question. I got it right, Louis Anderson.
What if we hog call together?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Since it's our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes.
Since I fucked up
together,
the score
we're do
and
it
you
together.
Fucked up the... Yeah, together. All right. On the count of three.
I don't know what's going to come out.
One. Or give us a countdown, Mandy.
One, two, three.
Sue! Sue!
That sounds like a shih tzu barking.
I had to go way longer than that, okay?
It was way longer.
Sue! All right.
That was beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
Happy 1 year, brother.
Happy 1 year.
Well, I also thought it would be cute to kind of have an idea of you guys getting each other anniversary cards, but Mad Lib style. So I had the gentleman fill out a sort of Mad Lib anniversary card. And who'd like to read theirs first to each other?
I can do it first.
Aww.
And we haven't seen these yet.
They haven't seen them.
Sue.
Wee. All right. So here's my anniversary card to Raw Dog Ryan. My name is Tay, and I've known you for 9 years, which is not true. We first met at the bus station back in 2001, and I knew as soon as I lubed with you that it was love. I remember when you kissed my neck and even get butterflies in my weenus. I can see that Sensible People is the slippery willy of your life, and Ryan, I can see that I am the fat of your life. I hope the next 40 years brings us health, happiness, and wealth. Sure do. We go together like cryotherapy and Brazilian waxes. Happy
peanut butter
year.
And jelly.
Oh.
You're going to make me cry.
I'm crying right
wait,
now.
Wait, did you just say, do you believe in life after love?
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
After I love. Did say that.
Ow, my toe is cramping.
Oh. All right, so here's my card. To Tay, right? Yeah. My name is Raw Dog, and I'm so prickly for us. We are the flabbiest couple ever. I bounced all the way from a grassy knoll to celebrate the day. When I heard we were celebrating 1 year, I licked shit. I wish us fortune and tits for years to come.
Hell
my
yeah.
Oh my. My best advice, don't forget to crawl and never skip, but most importantly, always be sure to cut my toenails.
All right.
Oh,
all
right. So
well, thank
sweet.
You. I take that to the heart. Sensible Nation, cheers to us. Happy 1 year.
Cheers, guys.
Happy
congrats.
1 year.
Thank
I'm so
you
proud
for
of
the
you.
Support.
It's all for you guys.
Hey, you're in it now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We've got episode 4 of season 2 with Billy Procida releasing tomorrow. So check that out. It's an awesome interview. You won't want to miss it. Follow us on Twitter at Sensible_people and on Instagram at Sensible_people. And we've got merchandise, so check out our website.
Yep, we got a lot of merchandise. Check out our shirts, our sweatshirts. I know the fall's coming up, so why not a nice hoodie, right, Mandy?
So hot.
Year
so
2
hot
underway,
right
baby. Thanks for joining us, guys. Check out our episode tomorrow.
See you, sensible fuckers.